Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
And welcome back to Wrestling Mindset. Today we're here with the EIWA Wrestler of the Week, the great Chris Foca. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Are you in Jersey or are you at Cornell? I guess Cornell.
I'm at Cornell right now. I'm in Ithaca.
All right. Mm-hmm. Big Red, good stuff going over there. Actually, first thing we got to do is we got to give a shout out to all of Team Foca and over at Red Nose. Been going over there for like the last 10 years. Sir. You guys have all been awesome, your whole family, and being very welcoming to me and my boys. So, you know, thank you and your family for all that you do. Great stuff.
Yeah, no, thank you. Appreciate the shout out for sure. Yeah, we loved working with you guys. And yeah, you guys have been great to us too. So appreciate
it. Absolutely. You were just over there, I guess, over the Christmas break for a little bit, right? I saw some videos of you and your brother getting a workout in.
Yes. Yep. I was there for a few days, got some workouts in at the club. We moved from Cresco. We're in Hackensack now. Just finished a weight room in the back. So we got a wrestling room and a weight room now. But yeah, I mean, it seems to be on the come up. Yeah, I'm proud of my dad, honestly. So
he does great things. He does great things. He's great for the kids. So awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So talk about up this season, up to this point. How do you think things have been going?
Honestly, not as planned. which is fine. I mean, I came into the season originally at 74. That was like the whole plan. Come in at 74, hit it hard, look to have a year like last year, grow upon that, maybe finish higher, obviously chase Tarachi for a national title. Then Lo gets hurt, I go up. Mindset's still the same, but it's a new set of guys to face. You got Kekkeisen, you got Truax, Munoz, the whole 84 field, and everything stayed the same. It's like work ethic is going to be there. Still chase that national title, hold myself to that standard. And yeah, I mean, I had to change some things up, obviously, going up 10 pounds. Feel better. I feel better in this shape, you know. I'm really proud of how I've been handling it. But yeah, I mean, Vegas came around and I don't know, I just didn't perform the way that I wanted to. And obviously, like, we needed to have a meeting after that. No, the coaches told them that, or they told me some things needed to change. And I gave them some things that I thought would benefit me moving forward. I weighed in at 180 for Nashville, just in case. It also didn't go to plan. I'd have 74 in my back pocket because I did certify. But yeah, I mean, I picked up the runs again, started moving forward that way. Changed a little bit of the diet and started lifting a little more. And I felt like that's really made a difference. Then Nashville came around, wrestled in the pit in Iowa State match. And yeah, I mean, I was real proud of my performance there. From realizing that 10-day span difference in performance made me realize what things I needed to be doing to get back on that track that I was on. So, yeah, now I'm full confident that I know what I'm doing. And yeah, I'm just going to keep moving forward from here.
Absolutely. Talk about that because I think that'll help a lot of the wrestlers that watch, the wrestlers and the parents, how, your thought was going 174, now going 184. And talk about your mindset there, how wrestling's wrestling. If you're a good wrestler, you're a good wrestler at whatever weight. And I mean, a lot of times, how it is, kids get in their own head because, oh man, if I should be at the lower weight. It's like, well, not necessarily. Right? Talk about that a little bit, about the mindset, about how, hey, like kind of wherever you go, you're still feeling confident.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like you said, wrestling's wrestling, regardless of the weight class. You gotta be in the weight class that fits you the best, but at the end of the day, whatever makes you perform the best is what you should be doing. You should be focusing on wrestling and getting better at positions and stuff rather than fighting the scale every day, coming in trying to just get a sweat in. So, yeah, I mean, whatever you could maximize your output is what you should be going for.
Absolutely. And I remember when I came up to Ithaca, I was talking to you guys, you were saying that how, you feel like when you're not making the match into a big deal, when you're just kind of like treating it the same and having fun, that's what it was. We were walking back into the building, you were saying that when you were having fun, you tend to wrestle better rather than have like a, almost like an assassin mentality. I mean, you could have an assassin mentality and have fun. They're not mutually exclusive, right? But talk about that a little bit, your mindset and what's helped you. And when you're at your best, like what you're telling yourself.
Yeah, so I'll be in some pretty big situations and stuff. I remember the Penn Duel last year was obviously big, and then wrestling at Nationals and stuff. And when you're wrestling under the lights like that, there's a lot of pressure. At the end of the day, like I look at it as an opportunity to perform in front of other people. Like they're coming to watch me, and I'd like to put on a show. I know that I could do some weird stuff, and at the end of the day, it is just a sport. One guy's gonna win a match, and I try not to overcomplicate things because when you do, you get all tensed up, you start to hesitate, you get in your own head, the doubt starts speaking to you. So I really do try to have fun, keep it simple, and yeah, don't think too much of it.
We'll talk about that a little bit then, but before a match, like what are some of the things you might be telling yourself too? Because of course, like you said, they like you're of course you're trying to win. Of course it's important to you, but you don't want to make it into, a mountain out of a molehill. Is there some ways that you talk to yourself that it brings you back, or maybe some of the things the coaches tell you that helps, anything like that?
Yeah. So I'll put the headphones on. I'll start listening to music. I won't listen to anything like too just crazy. Probably just like, I don't know, some good dance music or something like that. And
The time is now to take your mindset to the next level with Wrestling Mindset. Make sure you go to our website, wrestlingmindset.com, and sign up for your free trial session today. Don't wait any longer. You want the mental edge right now. When you sign up for the free trial session, you're also going to get a copy of our free ebook, Building the Predator Mindset. This book has helped thousands of people build confidence, relax under pressure, get motivated, and build mental toughness in wrestling, school, and life. Make sure you sign up for your free trial session today.
I'll be locked in too mentally. Like these are the positions I need to work on. Make sure my elbows are in. Make sure I'm locked in each position, hitting it hard, getting to the clean, crisp takedown, getting to the ride. Just thinking about like all the simple positions that'll keep me solid. Then the coaches will come over when I'm like on deck or in the hole, and they'll start like, "Hey, like we got this. You know what to do. You go out there, you have fun." Like, we're proud of you, all that. So, and then that just fires me up a little bit. I'm like watching Julian go out, watching Yanni go out. I'm like, all right, yeah, like they're doing it. They're having a good time. I'm gonna have a good time too.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that I saw a lot with Cornell, just you guys, the team putting a lot of emphasis on mindset, on mental training. Talk about that with your team a little bit. Like how the Big Red emphasizes that. The coaching staff, the wrestlers. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, coaches have really driven home the mentality side of wrestling. We've done a lot of sports psych. I mean, making sure we're staying locked in, wrestling through adversity, having fun doing it. It's a grueling sport. Nobody's gonna walk away unscathed usually. But yeah, just staying into it and realizing that it is a grind, but having fun doing it at the same time. So yeah, I mean, nobody is gonna go very far if they don't believe in themselves. So also driving that too. We were a trophy team last year. We need to believe in ourselves. We need to bring home something else. So yeah. I'm a little too stubborn. I believe in my boys very much. So,
God, it's good. It's important. You got it. And now talk about your thoughts for the upcoming, like now we've kind of entered more like the dual meet season is coming up, right? So talk about your thoughts towards that. Any matches you're excited for? You're excited for all of them. Anything in
Yeah,
particular?
I'm excited for all of them. We set up a good dual season schedule. I mean, coming up this weekend, we got Ohio State and Virginia Tech, then we got Mizzou. Like, and then the season just keeps progressing, but mindset's still the same. You know, I still hold myself to that national champion standard. Not really gonna change too much in my training routine right now. Just taking baby steps because I feel like that ends up making the difference. Those baby steps that I took between January and March of last year, doing individual sessions with the coaches, going on runs, doing some lifts, fixing the diet, all that stuff ends up adding up towards nationals. So yeah, no, nothing too drastic right now. Realizing that this is like the meat of the season. You got 8 weeks of duels, so yeah, I'm looking forward to competing.
Absolutely, it's an exciting time of year. Like you said, just treating it the same. And then when you get in those matches that are, quote unquote, bigger, you've been treating it that way the whole time, so it's no different.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome, awesome. What else is going on? Anything else? What's going on over at Red Nose? Anything upcoming? Any big? Do you have any duels coming up or anything? I mean, I
I know my
guess.
dad just went out to Pittsburgh. He
Yeah.
just went out to Pittsburgh for Powerade. He had some kids there. And then I think he's got some dual tournament coming up this upcoming weekend. It's also the high school season, so I'm not exactly sure what's going on. It would be Bergen County, the county tournament in Bergen County right now, but I think they changed the dates for it. So not exactly sure what's going on, but my dad always finds a way to be active somehow. So yeah.
That's great stuff. Really good stuff, Chris. Well, thanks for joining us. And of course, best of luck to you, the Big Red, your family. We'll throw a red nose link in the video description here. So
Sounds good.
good stuff, Chris. Keep up the good work. We'll
Appreciate it.
do another show as the season goes on or at the end of the season. All right.
Sounds good to me. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Take care.
You too.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.